Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people! Bow to the people! It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, way. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I was being a little quiet, but the waves are, like, crashing on the beach. I live a half a block from the beach, and, you know, those waves are brutal. And there's no surfers out there, not even the experienced surfers. So what that tells me is that, you know, if you're not an experienced surfer and or swimmer, don't go out there. You know, don't even, like, wade on the beach. And certainly don't turn your back to the waves, because a rogue wave will, you know, definitely bring you in. And, you know, if you're, like, near those breakwater walls, like there's one in, I think it's Playa del Rey, don't stand up on the wall. There's one also in Redondo Beach. Also, they have that wall, like, near King Harbor, and I've seen a video of the waves going over the wall, and, you know, that can throw you to the ground. You know, you can underestimate the waves, or I should say you shouldn't underestimate the waves. Sometimes things look relatively harmless, but even if it is, it's always better to be safe than sorry. I understand we may have a possibility, well, a slight possibility of maybe drizzle New Year's Eve. That's a little bit of waves. Actually, not that far away, but should have said Christmas Eve. So, but it's definitely going to be dry during Christmas, or so say the weather forecasters. We'll see. You know, it seems like lately their accuracy has left a little to be desired. Although, when they're predicting rain in like Southern California, or I should say in L.A. County, and sometimes we don't get rain, or sometimes there's no prediction and we do get rain. It could be because there's, you know, L.A. County geographically is a large area, and there could be pockets of storms. And it's really not until it gets relatively close that they can predict with, you know, really, well, I was going to say 100% accuracy, but I don't think anything's ever 100%. They always hedge their bets and say 99.99%. So, but the interesting thing to me is when it's currently raining and they're saying, you know, like 80% chance of rain or 90% chance of rain or whatever. Well, to me, if it's currently raining, you would think that's 100% chance. But again, maybe it has something to do with certain areas, maybe experiencing rain and others are not. Who knows? This weather, this past weekend was okay. There were times when it got a bit chilly. And then I was at someone's house where, it was freezing. It was colder inside the house than it was outside. And I don't know if their heater wasn't working or they're saving electricity or gas. You know, usually you would want to take your coat off, and we were layered up because we were walking out from outside. But that was one of those times when, okay, just keep the coat and the sweater underneath on. And but it was chilly. Of course, every time I say that, some listeners back east or my friends that are visiting back east for the holidays, they say, you're a wuss. You know, what do you consider cold compared to, of course, you know, what they're experiencing back east and on the Midwest. But anyways, this weekend was once again yet another busy weekend. You know, it probably, things won't slow down until, like, right after the first of the year. But one of the things we did was the, I believe it was the 32nd annual Beach Cities Toy Drive. It's a toy wrapping party, and they always alternate between Hermosa Beach at the Hermosa Beach Community Center and Manhattan Beach at the Jocelyn Community Center. And this year was in Hermosa Beach, and it's always a great event. You know, they the camaraderie, the wrapping, and I'm getting better at wrapping, but you would think after all of these years I'd be like a pro at it. But as I tell everyone, the kids don't mind the wrapping because, you know, the first thing they do is rip up the wrapping just to get to the toy. So, but it's always a fun event. And then when the last toy is served, or the last toy is wrapped, then they serve lunch. So, and I have to commend Steve Collins. For his, you know, he owns the bike shop. He and a couple of others own a bike shop almost on the Strand in Hermosa Beach. And they donated, I think it was 32 or 33 bikes. And they do it every year. So, yeah, some people might say, well, but it's a tax write-off. And maybe that, but, you know, that's only a percentage. So, kudos. To their bike shop. So, well, another thing was, in addition to all of the holiday parties that we attended, one of my favorites, of course, was the Healthy Life Radio Network holiday party yesterday. And so kudos to our South Bay Jay and Linda McKenzie, the, you know, executive producer of all of the shows. It was a great event, a fun event, and we were going to do the Santa Claus Lane, Candy Cane Lane, you know, the walk around through El Segundo after the party, but we were kind of exhausted, and so just a note to everyone out there that tonight is the last day of the Candy Cane Parade in El Segundo, the Candy Cane Lane Parade in El Segundo, and it's 5 to 11 p.m., and that's in the, or on the 1100 through 1200 block of East Acacia Avenue, so it's right almost off of Imperial Highway, so it's on the far north end of El Segundo, but again, tonight's the last night, and there you park and walk through it. The streets are closed off. There's also the Torrance Candy Cane Lane, also known as Sleepy Hollow Christmas Lights Extravaganza. That's now through January 1st, and theirs is from 6 to 10 p.m. That one is on 5306 Sharon Lane. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E. It's right near Pacific Coast Highway and Kalemayor Streets. So you can always, you know, like go onto Google Maps or Apple Maps or, you know, whatever, or you just use your GPS and, you know, it'll take you there. So if you can't make the El Segundo one, I like that because you can actually walk around the Torrance one, you drive through and it gets kind of backed up. It's like bumper to bumper traffic. I suppose you could kind of walk on the sidewalk, but the people don't like that, the motorists, because they want to take photos and they don't want, you know, somebody in the photo. So I don't know. Maybe they don't allow walking, but you know, you could also be in the comfort of your car with the heater on if it gets cold, whereas walking, you should bundle up because it can get pretty cold. It gets colder as the evening progresses. Well, also this week is the another SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base. That's the Saturday, December 28th, from 5:35 p.m. And all the times that I mention, I should say Pacific time. So if you're listening on the East Coast, you need to adjust for it. But if you're listening on the East Coast, you won't be seeing at least the rocket launch, or you won't be able to attend most of the events. You know, I keep saying, where did this year go? We're done with Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Christmas, of course, is this Wednesday. The first day of Hanukkah is Thursday. New Year's Eve is next Tuesday, and New Year's Day is next Wednesday. And then 2024 is over. You know, right now the holiday rush is on. I know the airports are probably pretty crazy around now. So, but, and a lot of businesses, the employees, well, the businesses close down and then the employees are off, at least perhaps through, you know, the holiday weekend. And then other people wrap their vacation around it. So there's going to be a number of people out. And particularly like New Year's Eve and perhaps even New Year's Day, be careful because some people still feel the need to drink and drive. And also, because of that, the police are out in full force. All of the police officers, you know, they activate all of them. And they're out not only to get the drunk drivers off the road, but you know, if you're speeding or, you know, violating any traffic law, you know, maybe there's a higher probability you might get caught. So, God forbid you should get in an accident. You know, the holiday time is a time for fun and enjoyment and excitement. And, you know, you just don't want to have a memory every year of, you know, what could the negative things if you get either arrested or get into an accident. So again, just a word of advice, friendly word of advice, I should say. Well, speaking about traffic or vehicles, Honda and Nissan are now in merger talks, and if they merge, and it appears as though they are likely, I guess they're just negotiating the terms of their merger, but they would become the third largest automaker. So if you take Honda and Nissan combined, they would create an entity that it would be, well, of course, the third largest automaker, and they would be worth approximately $55 billion. That's with a B, $55 billion. And with an annual production of probably 7.4 million vehicles. The interesting thing is, I'm wondering what the name is going to be, if they're going to give it a new name or have a combination of the two, or, you know, and then they might Americanize the name for shipments, you know, here in the U.S. So, but I guess it begs the question, when are all of these mega mergers going to stop? And is it really good for consumers? I think the answer should be obvious that it's not, because with less competition, prices, you know, get higher. And so who knows? The jury will be out on that one. Also, you know, right now is the holiday season, and companies are going out of business and closing up and laying off employees. You know, you would think maybe they would just stay in business at least through Christmas or through the end of the year. A couple of examples are Party City and Big Lots are going out of business. And Party City has already started to wind down, and they're laying got a frog in my throat. They're laying off people, you know, before the holidays, and they're terminating immediately. Well, of course, their salary and wages and benefits, and so that's just, you know, kind of rotten. That's my personal opinion. I also noticed that the Container Store has filed for bankruptcy. So, you know, not a good sign. But then sometimes companies go out of business, even though the economy is good, and it's because they've either not kept up with the times and they're still selling horse and buggy whip, you know, obsolete products, or products that are not in tune with what consumers demand, or they acquire companies and they get heavily into debt, and then they can't pay down the debt. And there's a number of reasons that are unrelated to the economy but are company specific. Or, you know, maybe the management is, you know, it's bad, poor management. So the sad thing is people get laid off. Just like when companies merger and then the merged company lays off people because they have duplication, and that's one of the reasons they merged. My understanding is Honda and Nissan were having difficulty, and there was decreased demand and felt the necessity to merge. Or someone once said the urge to merge. Of course, that has another connotation. But, you know, that is usually never good for the economy and for society, you know, employees. if the alternative is going out of business, then I guess maybe it's okay, because if companies go out of business, then everyone's out of work. So, but you kind of hate to hear that, you know, during the holidays. Just like you turn on the news, and of course there's always the homicides and the muggings and, you know, the usual stuff. And you would think that the bad guys would just stop during the holidays. Actually, one would hope they would just stop, period. But of course, we're not naive to think that, you know, that's going to suddenly stop. But when you hear about those things, and then you think about the families that are involved, and then every Christmas and, you know, all during the holidays, that's one thing that comes to their memory, you know, especially loss of a loved one. So, but of course, it's on the news because, as journalists say, if it bleeds, it leads. And again, it's sad. You know, not all news is bad news. There's good news, and but that seems to get kicked to the obscure portions of news broadcasts or to the back pages of newspapers. And you know, you would think maybe they would have one day where it was only just good news or positive news. Now, some people might argue that that's not always the case. But, you know, they should have the good news with the bad news. Now, that's my editorial, and especially, you know, like during the holidays. But I think, like, on Christmas Day, they suspend the news broadcast, and they either have parades or reruns, you know, of shows or whatever, and it gives the news anchors and reporters, you know, time to spend with their family. So I know sometimes it's frustrating because I want to hear the news. Or the most frustrating thing for me is I haven't been in touch with the news. I'll turn on the TV, and there's a car chase going on, and there's no news. They're just totally covering the car chase like that, as if that's the only thing going on. You know, maybe they could have like a split screen show the car chase on one side, and then, you know, have the news broadcast on the other side. But, you know, I guess people love to see car chases. And the one thing is, 9 times out of 10, actually probably now I can use the word 99.99% of the time, they never get away. They never elude police, especially with, you know, the police helicopters and the news helicopters. So, and oftentimes, innocent people get hurt as a result of the chase. So, but they always get caught, and now they've added whatever the charges are, reckless driving, maybe vehicular manslaughter, homicide. And sometimes they're running from the police either because they have expired registration or maybe a DUI. But, you know, a DUI, you don't spend years of your life in prison as you would if, you know, you're arrested for, you know, an accident caused as a result of reckless driving. So, and then what's interesting is they run one red light after another, make illegal turns. You drive on the wrong side of the road. And so all of those violations, at least from a dollar standpoint, are adding up. And you're probably going to lose your license for a long time. And so, and again, during the holidays, it's not worth it. I always tell people, you know, have a designated driver. Some people think they're okay to drive because when they're a bit buzzed, they don't know that they're not in any condition. So, anyways, I've talked about that enough. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, the holiday shoppers are out there. I was talking with Jay during the commercial break, and he reminded me about, you know, the grocery stores are busy. I'm sure the liquor stores are also pretty busy. But, you know, I started out our conversation by saying the last-minute shoppers that procrastinate, and I don't know why. You know, they used to say people wait till the last minute to get the, you know, the big sales, you know, the markdowns and whatever. But, I mean, they were doing, well, even long before Black Friday or Cyber Monday, prices were being slashed left and right. And then after Christmas Day, I'm sure there'll still be the sales. I heard that Best Buy was having, like, you know, a jumbo sale. I guess they want to clear out the merchandise that they didn't sell. Or then when they start getting the returns, they want to get rid of them. Again, they want to get rid of as much inventory as possible before the end of the year. So there will still be sales out there. I don't know if they do... like when there was more competition, more electronic stores, more retail chains, but if you found a price lower somewhere else, they would, you know, refund you the difference, or some of them was like they'd refund 100% of the difference and then 10% on top of that. But I haven't heard of that lately, or maybe they still do. Or if they cut their own price, then you could get a refund for the amount, or some places give you a store credit only. There's no reason really to have to put it off until the last minute. Although I remember I used to go, and this was many years ago, I'd always like going to the Del Amo Shopping Center, not to shop, but just to experience the hustle and bustle of everything that was happening. And maybe occasionally I might see something that I liked that was on, you know, sale, and I might even buy something. But it was just the atmosphere, that's one of the larger shopping centers. I guess it's good exercise walking, and then I would like go up and down the escalators, but that was years ago. And maybe because I might not have had anything better to do. I was with friends, and it was interesting just observing the shoppers and what they were buying and the buying frenzy. But also, if you wait until the last minute, you risk not being able to get whatever it is you're looking to buy for someone. You know, they're sold out, and that's always a risk. And there are some things that are always, every year, different things are in high demand. And so, you know, if you snooze, you lose. But that's kind of interesting in and of themselves. Now, one thing you should know if you're one of them that haven't done your shopping yet, but you're about to, or you have to complete your, holiday shopping, but never go into a store, and especially like it's a mall, buy things, go out to your car and put it like in the trunk of your car, and then go back and do more shopping. Never ever do that, because there's bad people out there that basically are watching for that. And certainly you don't want to leave it in plain sight in your car, because you'll get back and your window's broken and your Christmas purchases are stolen, or your trunk's, you know, broken into and it's stolen. If you have to, what they recommend is you get in your car, drive out of the parking lot, maybe just drive around the block and then park somewhere else. But if you're close to home, maybe you should just consider, going home, dropping off your purchases, and then go back. Or just try and do everything all at once and bring it to your car and leave. But I've heard from our local police department. And they're actually out in full force. Some malls have private security, although I'm not exactly sure how effective they are at that. But, you know, there's bad people out there, and during the holidays, you know, I've heard where people had their homes broken into because they followed somebody home. Because they knew they had big ticket items, they watched them, they followed them from the shopping center. So they also say, you know, drive around for a little bit and be aware of your surroundings. But nothing would be more frustrating than to spend your Christmas budget and then have it all stolen and then come up short. The other thing I would recommend, I sound like I'm preaching things to people, but you know, don't overspend. Some people get deep into debt doing their holiday shopping. Although usually I say that to politicians, you know, live within your means. But it's the same principle applies to just, and not just Christmas shopping, but just shopping in general. You know, if you can't afford it, don't get into debt. Don't max out your credit cards. It's just not worth it. Sometimes you want to buy something, and it's instant gratification, which it turns later to buyer's remorse or whatever. But again, enough of that. It, you know, goes without saying. So I forgot to wish everybody a happy Festivus for the rest of us. Today is December 23rd, and for those of you that watch, that love Seinfeld, they always had, you know, every year, they had, right around this time, you know, they did a Festivus show, and it was always funny. I'm going to hold that thought, and then, because we have to go to a commercial, because there's a couple things I want to say about that. But first, you're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. So I said I was going to talk more about Festivus. Now, maybe Seinfeld fans are going to hate what I say next, but I was like a late adapter, whatever it is, to Seinfeld. I actually had never seen an episode until, you know, they were in reruns. And the very first episode that I saw was a Festivus episode. Now, it was interesting because I think it was like in the middle of the year, you know, like or the summer. And so, but I guess when things are in syndication, they don't really follow the seasons. So, but I saw that, and I was on the floor laughing, you know, really hard. And I got into Seinfeld, and but by then there were like a gazillion episodes, and it's like I don't think I could ever watch all of these in my lifetime. And of course, I also got really busy. So, and I keep saying, you know, there's certain classic episodes. And if you go online, they'll have like the top 20 episodes or the top 10 or, you know, whatever. And so, but it was like, you know, such a hilarious show. And, but I, you know, when you turn, tune in to a series in the middle or after, you know, they've, after the series started and they set up the characters, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to follow the characters, not knowing anything about them, and it takes a little while to ramp up, and then you can understand, you know, the various perspectives. But when I saw Seinfeld, it wasn't like that at all. It was like you could just start watching any episode of Seinfeld, no matter what, and you would see, you know, you'd know what each of the characters are. It may take just a couple of minutes, or probably not even that. And they were all hilarious. And I'm sure all of us can identify with some of the situations that they were presenting. And, yeah, maybe they embellished things a little, which made it more even more hilarious. But, you know, the Festivus for the rest of us, and then they had that poll. And, you know, it was the day to air your grievances. But I remember, I think it was maybe right before the pandemic, and I posted on the 23rd, you know, happy Festivus for the rest of us, and then somebody literally trashed me, and I was thinking, well, first I thought sometimes if I'm in a hurry or I'm multitasking and I misspell something and maybe spell check changes it to something that I never intended it to be. So I said, uh-oh, maybe that, you know, I better go and fix it. And, but it wasn't that. And then I thought maybe, the real meaning of Festivus was, because they would parody cults and things, and I thought maybe that's what they were doing, and the person thought that I wasn't referring to Seinfeld, although I had a photo that had the Seinfeld cast and it said Happy Festivus. You know, so I was telling some friends, and I said, well, you know, there's always somebody, maybe they didn't like Seinfeld, or they didn't like the episode, and so I was talking with South Bay Jay during the commercial, and of course, yeah, everyone knows that Cosmos Kramer was then one of my favorite characters. You know, he did some ethnic slurs, and then immediately fell out of favor, out of grace with, well, practically everybody, because that's just something you don't do. Then I think he was trying to make a comeback, but I don't think that ever happened. But anyways, this was something that maybe I thought could be involved, but I never did quite figure it out. And I just, you know, it was on Facebook. I deleted their comment and moved on. Actually, a couple of people posted comments like, you know, what is this person's problem? And it was not just a Facebook friend of mine. It was an actual friend. And I didn't have the courage to and say, you know, what was your issue with what I posted? I've seen people where they get into a Facebook war over something, and it's usually something very petty. And I've learned not to comment. Just like somebody has something that's erroneous, and I used to just want to do them a favor, be nice, and say, oh, by the way, you know, I think you're a little bit mistaken. Here's what, you know, what is really going on, or here's the real facts. But sometimes people just won't take that for an answer, and or they'll go, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, and then, you know, people start having at each other, and there's this big, long thread, and especially during the holidays when, you know, it's supposed to be a happy and festive occasion, you know, festive, like Festivus, but I've seen things that, you know, just defy imagination. So I actually didn't, I was going to post a Festivus post, but I think I kind of learned my lesson. And so, and maybe some people have never seen Seinfeld and don't know what the significance, you know, some people always say, oh, not another holiday. Well, if it's a holiday that you get off of work, then who isn't in favor of that? But there's like so many holidays now that they're not really holidays, but where you get time off of work or whatever, but they're like totally bizarre, you know, and some of them I have to actually Google to find out what the significance is. And speaking about Google, I think the calendar I have on my, you know, like my iPad, my iPhone, and my Apple Watch, I think that one may be part of Google, maybe not, but whatever that calendar is, it actually has some of these weird holidays that, you know, I've never heard of before. And I'm sure whoever is celebrating would know that. So, but when you go to delete it, you can't. You have to delete, like, all of the holidays. It's either all or nothing. So, so speaking about technology, and I've talked a lot about my new watch. Well, maybe now I've had it, I guess, a month or so. But I was reading where Apple is coming out with a lot of new devices. You know, there's rumors of what's going to be the latest and greatest upgrades and updates in 2025. So some new products, and one of which is the Apple doorbell video. You know, most people have like Ring and other brands of doorbells, but this one's going to have Face ID, where it'll recognize you or your family members, and the door will unlock or maybe even open, and everyone else it won't be. That's in addition to taking video. So that should be interesting. Anyways, I want to talk about that further, but we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Down to the people. Down to the people. Down to the people. It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And so, you know, I was talking about facial recognition and my iPad. And my iPhone have facial recognition. My iPad also has this thing on the side where you can put your thumbprint, you'll put your thumb there, and it'll recognize you in that respect as well. But I often wondered, because people's faces are all over, many people are all over social media, or they might have been in the news, and I was wondering if somebody like captured the image or did a screen print or maybe even surreptitiously took a photo of somebody in public, and then let's say they followed them home and then knew where they lived. I wonder if they held that photo up to the the facial recognition, face ID or whatever they call that, whether it would actually work, or the same thing with the thumbprint. So I don't know how sophisticated they are, but I was telling Jay one time, I went to use my iPad, and I was wearing sunglasses, and it wouldn't recognize my face because it came up with the it asked me for my password. And another time, I was wearing a baseball cap, and it did the same thing, and I was a bit more surprised about that because I thought, it was just covering the top portion of my head, and unless maybe the visor portion was covering more than my face, but we can't live without technology, but sometimes we can't live with technology, and there's going to be bad actors out there that are going to try and find a way of hacking, or now loading malware or spyware or, any type of hacks. And it's said that you constantly have to upgrade your software because they have to plug a hole. What's equally sad, and what I'm hearing a lot lately, are these data breaches. I don't know why these companies, large companies, can't have firewalls or fail-safe systems that prevent, people from hacking. But and a lot of companies I know hire hackers to actually try and break their systems. It's kind of like they're beta testing their security. But yet, notwithstanding all of that, they're coming in and stealing your identity, and then maybe opening up lines of credit in your name or credit cards, before you know it, it's very difficult to rectify identity theft. But I guess that's what we're living with. You know, some of the things I always get concerned about is like the Apple HomePod or anything that uses SIRI. I can't say it because I'm wearing my my Apple Watch and it'll react. You know, it's listening 24/7 for the command. And the same thing with other devices are in the car. It's Hey Mercedes, I can't remember. Oh, Hey Bixby, or Hey Google, if you have an Android device. If you're listening in the background, it may hear it and want to try and do something. But you know, it's like, so what's happening with all of that information? I kind of like to set everything so that it doesn't do that. You know, voice recognition. You have to actually physically push a button and hold it, and then it will activate, you know, those assistance apps. But, you know, it's like, are they selling that to marketers? And one thing that I know, and this, you know, going way back, but one time I Googled something. I was looking to buy something. I forget what type of product I was, and it wasn't just coincidental that lo and behold I got all of these pop-ups, you know, pop-up ads for either that product at the various different retailers or competing brands, you know, or similar products. And but you know, when you download an app or anything, there's always the you know, terms and conditions and, you know, the privacy. And it's like pages and pages of legalese, fine print, and nobody ever reads it. They just click yes or accept and go on from there. And in it they have, you know, all of the things that you're giving up your privacy and you're allowing this and that. And apparently that's just the price we have to pay. Otherwise you can live in solitary confinement or, you know, not have some of the modern comforts of technology. And a lot of it's in home automation. You know, I mentioned like the Apple HomePod, and then there's another one by Samsung. That I won't go that far to buy one of those because, you know, your home is your castle. You know, there needs to be some semblance of privacy. Yet the funniest thing was, I saw, I recently joined a Facebook group. It's Tips and Tricks for Apple Watches. And I'm learning a lot of things I didn't know my phone was capable of doing. But people will post questions or they're having an issue and then other people will answer or show a workaround. One of the posts was, does the Apple Watch know when you're having sex? Or what kind of sex, or how you're doing it, because it, I know my phone, when I'm sitting down or lying down for too long a period of time, it'll tell me to get up and walk around. Or when I go for walks, it'll say, oh, I see you're doing walking exercise. And so the answer is, because it's monitoring your blood pressure or some smartwatches monitor your blood pressure, your blood oxygen rate, your heartbeats, your ECG, you know, electrocardiogram, and it actually knows, you know, your movements, gives you your breathing rate, and of course it has sleep tracking monitors. There's so many positive things, and you know, they say it can't detect a heart attack, or at least Apple has that when you do an ECG, but a lot of people's lives have been saved, so there's, as a result of an irregular heartbeat, but or some other, you know, malady, but or it can detect sleep apnea in the sleep app application. But you know, there's, it's also monitoring your every move, and so you know, you just have to kind of weigh it with a grain of salt. So in a way, I have something on my wrist that practically all, every time except when I'm in the shower, and that's when I charge it. But it's kind of tracking the same things as a HomePod might be doing. But I like the convenience of it. And I actually have shut off a number of features, you know, that were a nuisance, like the one that was telling me to get up and walk. And, I mean, that's actually a good thing, and it's probably something that's not really a nuisance or an inconvenience. It's something that's probably very good from a health standpoint. But there are just some things that, you know, you could put in also all kinds of health information, and some of it's good in case you have if you have a hard fall, or you're in an auto crash, auto accident, and then it will display, you know, like, are you okay? And if you don't respond, I think it's within 20 seconds, or I heard 30 seconds, then it can call 911, and it has a geotag, so it knows your exact location. Plus, they can track your movements. That's a whole other thing from a privacy standpoint. Plus, you could, in addition, if you have one of those accidents, or, you know, an issue where, you know, you're unconscious and it detects that, then in addition to calling 911, if you have emergency contacts designated in your contacts list, it'll contact them and also give them your location. So there's a lot of great things, but then there are also privacy issues. Now, I know Apple and Samsung and the other manufacturers say that all of the data stays on your device, and it's also encrypted, unless I guess maybe somebody hacks into your device, but you shouldn't be concerned. The only thing that would ever go out would be, like, again, those emergency situations. So, again, as I've said over and over on my show, that you can't live without technology, but sometimes it's difficult to live with that. And on that note, I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a happy holiday season and a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell. Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.